Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
Let's bring in our man, Jason Jones. Jason Jones, the professor. Jason, I'm sorry. I don't have anything to argue about with you. I love your World Series gear. I think Kenny knew that your order got shipped and arrived and just decided he wasn't going to come to work today. But I don't have any bickering about your gear of choice.
Yeah, I don't have to hear about 2010 or something, you know, and yeah. He knows what he's doing. He's hiding.
He tends to take a lot of Tuesdays off, man. I don't understand.
I don't understand why. We've been friends for so long. I don't know why he'd do me like this, but hey.
Yeah. And your love of the Lakers, man. Maybe he's taking it off because LeBron James is going to make his season debut tonight. His 23rd season debut.
He's ready. He can't wait. You know, he's been waiting for this all season. He's like, you know, he's tired of watching the Kings. He's going to focus on something else now.
To be fair, we all are. We're all pretty tired of watching the Sacramento Kings.
Such a tough – I mean, it's just – I don't even know what to say. I mean, it's like you're seeing all the typical bad team stuff and, like the Doug post-game, the Doug pre-game. Mm-hmm. It's like it's way too early for that. It's like – We're at that point already. Like we're at that point with the media crash outs, and you know, and you guys aren't believing in us. I'm like, well, what have we seen to believe in?
Yeah, there's it's nothing
just,
there.
Yeah, it's just yeah. I mean, I don't know what to make of them. I mean, they're just are what they are, and I think with the Kings, it's that no one really came in with realistic expectations. They'd be some really good team. Mm-hmm. And I think no one thought it would be like this, though.
See, that's it. There was a happy medium between the two. As Jason Anderson is following up on some things that James Hamm reported yesterday. Jason Anderson, who I think is on the road with Sacramento, just tweeted that the Sacramento Kings forward Keegan Murray is now expected to make his season debut on Thursday, the second night of a back-to-back when they take on Memphis. There was a happy medium there, Jason, in that, I don't think anyone thought the team was going to be great, but I didn't think they'd be 3-11 through 14 either.
Yeah, even when you look at the schedule, I know a lot of people look at the schedule and go, yeah, you know, try to pick which games you can win, but even some of the games they've lost, you don't bet on them losing by 30 to Atlanta without Trae Young.
Yeah.
You know, there's just some of this, you know, you don't bet on them losing to the Lakers without Luka and LeBron. You know, there's just some things where you go, it shouldn't be this bad. And it makes you got to question everything. You got to question the players, everybody. You can't, I mean, even though I don't think they're, I never thought they'd be a good team. They've got enough talent where they should not be 3-11. I mean, this is like they're tanking, but they don't have a tanking. It's a tanking roster. So it's which is even worse. That means you're just bad. And sometimes it looks like you don't. I don't know if they don't have buy-in. I don't know if you got guys who don't want to be here. But it looks like a little bit of all that sometimes when you watch them play.
Yeah, that's the concerning thing for me, Jay, is you talk about you're tanking, but you don't have a tanking roster. And some people would say, well, no, this is perfect because the roster is bad. They're not good enough to win. The problem is the mentality. And if this becomes a toxic situation where everyone loses. Like if you're tanking, which is a term that I hate, but if you're not putting forth your best organizational effort to go out there and win basketball games, you have Keegan. You can still have guys playing together, the Keegans, the Keons, Max, Neek, all of those guys. When you have frustrated veterans who are in the 16th and 17th and 18th year of their careers, they're not interested in this, and that just creates a really difficult locker room for guys to be in.
Yeah, it's just like I said. It's just not a good space. And at least if you're struggling with young guys, you say, okay, we're building something. What are you building with this? I mean, you know, a bunch of veterans. You're playing a lot of veterans. You're 3-11. Like, what do you, you know? What's the end game? What's the goal? You know, I think if you're a Kings fan right now, your biggest hope is get to the trade deadline and they can unload some vets and get some assets back. But the way they're playing, I mean, yeah. It's not like guys are drastically boosting their value right now.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's Jay, you know better than anybody. Sometimes it's not the player that's being traded. It's the contract. It's
right.
And the difficult part about that is the Kings don't have any appealing contracts.
Yeah. So you're not going to trade your youngest players.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, they're just in that terrible basketball purgatory, you know, where it reminds me of years ago when you have like a DeMarcus and a Rudy Gay, guys who were like you think should be kind of in a win now atmosphere, but you're stuck at the 25-30 win team.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And, you know, and a lot of times when you have that combination, it's not just the players. I mean, you've probably got some coaching questions, some front office questions. You got a lot of questions when this kind of roster looks this bad, this disinterested looking at times in November does not bode well.
Yeah, I can't remember. Were you still covering the team when Scott was here the first time as the whatever his role was?
Yeah, I was, yeah.
What impression did you get of him? Like, I'm confident you know him from your dealings in the mm-hmm. league. He seems to be a really highly respected front office guy. But he has his work cut out for him, not only in putting together this roster, but potentially, if you believe some things you hear, maybe fending off an eager owner who has his own circle of people who like to get involved in decision-making.
Yeah, I think getting to know Scott the first time around and even talk to him since then, not since he's gotten back in Sacramento, and kind of run into him, have conversation. He understands the idea of creating the culture for the big picture. He understands, you know, I haven't talked to him, but I'm pretty sure he came in knowing that year one might not be pretty.
Mm-hmm.
You got to build something for the, you know, you got to try to establish something. And I think, like you said, you know, you've got an owner who, you know, who is known to be the owner who could change his mind any minute.
Mm-hmm.
And he could go from loving the idea of Doug Christie as his coach to hating it now and being going, why did I do all this? And why is he the coach? And I don't like this. Let's get him out. You know, a lot can change, especially when you look like this. And, you know, and when you've got, you know, your coach having those type of press conferences like he had last week, you know, it's fair or unfair, it doesn't always look good on the coach.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you look at those couple of rants or whatever, if you're a player and you're a veteran, what a veteran wants to hear is, I need to coach better. I need to do better. You know, veterans are, you know, whatever you say, but, you know, tear them to shreds behind closed doors. But veterans, no, especially vets, like to know that the coach is saying, you know what, this is on me too. Mm-hmm. And when, you know, when the public message is you just got to play harder, it's like, okay, I've seen it a million times. When players hear that message to the public all the time, they'll feel like you're just blaming us. And it's all on us. So, I mean, they got a lot to work on, you know, a lot to fix. And, you know, I still think they're the biggest day for this team is going to be a trade deadline, because they're going to have to make some shakeups to try to build for the future.
And how much of that, like, it feels like a lot of that stuff could be, I think sometimes we have to remember, because we said this when it happened, like, Doug is our guy. Like, you can push that button once. I don't know that you can push it twice, and you certainly can't push that button as many times as you did in successive order in such a short span. But this is also Doug's first run. Like, we know how passionate Doug is. We know Doug. We've seen that Doug's been on our TV. He's been on our radio. He's been around this franchise. He's been around the city for so long. But this is Doug's first chance to, you know, he is the full-time head coach. There is no interim tag on this. And he has things that he has to learn along the way, too. And maybe that's something that one of the vets pulls him aside and says, hey, you did that once already. I don't think you should do that again.
You can't do it twice in a week.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's, I mean, a lot of the veteran coaches I've always known have said, you pretty much get maybe twice a season to go to do that. You know, you're the one where you kind of go nuclear on the players, and maybe you have your, you know, and he had the media one and the player one in a couple of days.
Yeah.
And it's like, so what do you do now if they lose by 30 again?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think we also forget about Doug. Not this is his first time about the interim tag. This is his first time managing a coaching staff that's his staff.
Yeah.
This is not, you know, this is not Mike Brown's staff.
Right.
You know, this isn't a group that had been together and he just had to kind of, you know, he just changed seats. This is his first time managing a staff. And you think about it, and it's in terms of coaching experience. You look at that on the bench, Bobby has way more experience as a coach. And obviously Mike Woodson does as well.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got, you know, so there's just probably some growing pain, some learning, some pulling to the side. Hey, maybe you should do that. There's a lot of learning, and it wouldn't be as probably to me as obvious if you had a young team learning with him.
Mm-hmm.
You got a bunch of vets.
Yeah.
But, you know, and I just, it's just a really weird mix. Cause I mean, I don't dislike the idea of a first time head coach with a young team sometimes, cause you kind of grow together.
Mm-hmm.
This is just a weird mix.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe, like I said, maybe post February deadline that the makeup of the team better suits, you know, whatever the goal is. And I know as a former player too, it can't be easy for a guy like Doug, he's not like, you know, he's close enough to have played to where he maybe didn't play against these guys, but he respects them as players. It would be hard to go tell a Zach LaVine, you know what, we're going to play Neek now and you're just not going to play.
Right.
It's hard to tell a DeMar DeRozan, you know, who's, you know, multiple-time All-Star, probably going to be in the Hall of Fame, tell him, you know what, going forward, Keon gets your minutes, and we'll play you when we need you. That's a lot on a first-year, you know, it's a lot on a first-year. It's hard for a vet to do that. It'd probably be hard for Steve Kerr to tell a vet to do that. You know, imagine being a first-year head coach full-time and trying to figure this whole thing out. I mean, and I think just in terms of basketball, the reality is, probably what needs to happen is you got to play those, play those young guys, see what you got, because you know what the vets are already. And you know, this team is not a playoff team. You know, this team is not, you know, you're not looking at a top four seed team. Mm-hmm. You got to find out what you got at some point. And maybe that comes post deadline, but you got to find out at some point.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You two things there. You mentioned Mike Brown a minute ago. We were talking about pushing those buttons. Mike did not push that button until March of that first year when the Sacramento Kings made the playoffs, and it was a foregone conclusion at that point that the Sacramento Kings were going to make the playoffs. It was just a question of whether they were going to finish with the 2-3-4 seed or whatever, but he didn't push that button where he was critical of his team in front of cameras until after that TNT game where they gave up like 20-something, 30-something offensive rebounds to the New York Knicks. And he said, you're not going to be able to win in the postseason if you're giving up this many offensive rebounds to an opponent, which was terrible, terrible foreshadowing for what wound up happening when they played the Golden State Warriors and gave up a million offensive rebounds and wound up losing that series. But the point being is Mike waited and waited and waited and waited and waited. And when the opportunity was right, he pushed that button. Now, Doug is dealing with, you know, he's dealt with blowouts and in games where it legitimately looked like the team quit. And I don't know how you address that if you're Doug Christie, but pushing that button multiple times in a short order is tough.
Yeah, guys will tune you out because guys will say, you know we're not a good team.
Yeah.
Like, so why are you going to go out there and, you know, and even the whole thing about haters, we hear you, we see you. Why do you care what anyone's saying about you?
That's right, yeah.
Like, you haven't given people a reason to say anything good.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that you know, we hear y'all and, you know, that it just doesn't resonate. Because it's like, well, of course they're talking bad about you. You're not good. And like I said, when Mike does that, at that point, Mike knows the team can be better. We don't know if this team is all that much better than what they've shown.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think adding Keegan back is going to, you know, lead to a 10-game winning streak. No disrespect to Keegan, but
be the most amazing story in the NBA if it happens.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I just think, you know, part of managing a locker room and managing players and managing ego is sometimes publicly being realistic and sometimes falling on the sword and saying, you know what, I've got to do better. And a lot of times that goes a long way, but when you come out the way Doug came out last week, and it's about, you know, you say at 55, I could have done better. You know, guys are like, oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just think you've got a lot going on right now. And I think also just at some point, no one wants to hear about your connection to the fan base. And no one wants to hear about how the good old days. That was mm-hmm. 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, at some point, people don't want to hear about that anymore. They don't want to hear about, you know, you understand the a large part of the fan base didn't see Doug Christie play for the Kings.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, my kids never saw Doug Christie play basketball. And I got a 17-year-old. So, you know, I think at some point you have to, you know, and I think from my point of view, having covered the team for a while and been around it for a while, one of the main issues has been being stuck on 2002, 2003.
Yeah, facts.
At some point, it's just stuck on it. It's like, remember how it used to be? No, a lot of people don't remember how it used to be.
Mm-hmm.
What what you're known for now is the team that's missed the playoffs, what, like 18 and 19 years or whatever it is now. Mm-hmm. And you've got at some point, I don't know what you do, but I think it's almost like Doug, you know, and I know Doug, I like Doug, but you hate to see Doug use up all his cachet on things like that in a 2-day span.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you got the connection to the fans. I feel for the fan. You used it all in 2 days. Mm-hmm. By Christmas, they're going to be sick of you. I would hate to see the fans get sick of Doug.
Yeah. Yeah, I think, and that's the one positive to fans, I think, hating this team so much is they're not going to blame Doug Christie because they dislike so many guys on this roster. And it's really cool that Russell Westbrook has won so much of the fan base over in such short order, but absolutely no one else has. Zach LaVine was averaging 30 points to start the season, and no one cared. They did not like him. DeMar DeRozan, they just don't like the way that he plays. One thing that I think is tough on all of those guys, Doug in particular, I shouldn't say that. It's tough on Doug, but I think it's really tough on the players, is that they played 14 games, Jay, and they've had 12 different starting lineups.
Mm-hmm.
Keegan's absence is obviously a big reason for that. There's only been one, in my estimation, true shakeup, and it was Russell Westbrook being inserted to the starting lineup and Dennis Schroeder being moved to the bench. And you know better than all of us, there is one thing veteran players do not like, and it is an inconsistent role in rotation that mm-hmm. drives guys nuts. And it's what the Kings have been stuck in for the first 14 games of the season.
Yeah, and the problem is when you're a bad team, the coach is constantly searching for something.
Mm-hmm.
So the rotation is not going to be consistent when you're 3-11. Because if Doug didn't change anything, now he looks crazy. But you change it too much, now you're panicking. And the only thing that fixes this is to win games. And I just don't know how many games this team is actually realistically is going to win.
Yeah.
And you would hate to see Doug's first opportunity crash out at the end of the year with this. But when things like this happen, people get blamed. And maybe, you know, and maybe for him, the players get so much blame that he gets a chance to kind of, I mean, this was a tough thing to take over. I mean, because 2-3 years ago, this was a playoff team. This is not close to the same roster it was.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you don't have the, and they're so much different, you know, and even some guys who, you know, you still have Malik, but you didn't have 2 or 3 duplicates of Malik.
Right.
You didn't have Malik, LaVine, you know, Kevin Herter plays nothing like Malik Monk.
Not yet.
You know, yeah, you know, DeMar DeRozan, you know, Kevin, you know, they got a bunch of guys who were kind of just, you know, well, are you really any different if that guy plays? Like, I forgot what the other game where DeMar was like 13 of 15 and they're down like 20.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, then you look down, I mean, you can't really almost blame them. It's like, it's just the way it is with this team.
Yeah. You wrote a great piece on one of the most fascinating free agents, I think, ever. And it's Steph Curry and his mm-hmm. sneaker deal. Casey and I were shook when we got the tweet that Steph and the Curry brand are leaving Under Armour. And that night, Brody is lacing up those Mambacitas and he's wearing Kobe's out there on the floor for that incredible game and that incredible outing he had against the San Antonio Spurs. This is one of the most fascinating sneaker free agents ever because Steph is certified. He's the greatest shooter ever. He's GOAT status, but he's at the end of his career. So whoever signs him is probably signing him for whatever is going to happen post-career. Mm-hmm. And I know this isn't everybody's bag, but this is just a fascinating story to watch unfold over the next few months.
Yeah, because I think the last time we had a free agent in the sneaker game this big was Kobe.
Mm.
And Kobe had
Adidas, right?
with Adidas where he couldn't wear the same shoe. I think it was two games in a row for a year. Yeah. So it was cool because he broke out every possible Jordan. He played a game in some Air Force Ones. He was wearing the Iversons. I mean, he wore some and ones. So that was a fascinating thing. And what makes the Curry one different too was that they got one more shoe release.
That's right. You know, that's right. Yeah.
February. So I think he warmed up in the Mamba Cetus, but still played in the Under Armours.
Okay.
But he can have a lot of fun with this. And I just think it's crazy that he gets to take his logo and his brand with him.
Yeah, which means this is going to sound weird. He gets to take De'Aaron Fox with him, right?
I think the way it breaks down is that De'Aaron is still signed to Under Armour.
But I thought De'Aaron was signed to Curry Brand.
It's confusing because I mean I've seen different things. One thing I read said that the Curry Brand athletes are still Under Armour athletes.
Wow.
And that was my thing, is that he could take all, you know, because he has, you know, the guard from LSU, the Michaela. You know, yeah. He can take all of them with him. I don't know. I mean, I imagine at some point that's got to come up what happens with them, because what if they don't want to wear, you know.
Yeah, like know, if
I don't want them out there putting tape over, you know, like if Steph is with Nike and they got to wear Curry Brand Under Armour, you don't want them out there like getting a marker and blacking out, you know, logos and stuff.
Right.
Yeah, so I don't know. Yeah, this is fascinating because you're really, if you get Steph, you're really talking about a legacy brand at that point.
Right.
Because he's not going to play another 10 years. And really, he's the only, not that I don't think I never bought any Under Armour shoes because of him. Mm-hmm. But he's one of the only reasons why I cared what Under Armour was even doing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I guess they got The Rock, but I mean.
At some point, that's got to wear out, though, doesn't it? Like, yeah, I don't know. Maybe it doesn't.
Yeah, remember, they were a football brand.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, and I think they never got that second player to go with Steph at Under Armour. So you never could, like, really build on that thing. And, you know, and they had the greatest shooter of all time, and they should have had, like, a Reebok deal with Iverson. He should have had a lifetime deal.
Yeah.
He should not be wearing another shoe. So, I mean, for that to fall apart, however it did, and for him to take all of that. And they did a lot of good community work together.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you had, like, the golf team at Howard, Steph was doing through the, you know, a lot of good stuff was getting done with that. And to lose that, to focus on what they say, like, their true brand or their core brand. I don't even know what their core brand is. What, football pads?
I'm assuming it's just their dry. They were kind of the originators of that dry fit material that everybody worked out in and everyone wound up mimicking shortly thereafter.
All I remember is that when Cal and UCLA, after UCLA went to Under Armour, I heard from a bunch of people I knew with Cal who hated the deal because they were like, these kids don't want to come here to wear Under Armour.
Yeah.
Cal was Jordan brand, and they went to Under Armour. And it was like, why are we doing this?
Yeah, that's a drop off.
UCLA couldn't run away from that deal fast enough. Because remember that they started losing money, and then it's like, okay, you want the deal? Fine. I mean, they're really just a Maryland, Baltimore-based brand, and they might love their Under Armour at the University of Maryland or whatever out there, you know, Ray Lewis and Tom Brady, but I just don't think they ever created anything that resonated. Like, I've never gone to the store and said, I'm going to buy some Curry's.
No, absolutely. There's no prestige to an Under Armour logo, not even the Steph Curry logo. Steph was always like, oh, that's right, Steph is with Under Armour. It was never like a you know, marquee thing. It was just like, oh, that's right, that's weird, let's keep moving.
Yeah, nowadays you got so many independent small brands. He could create his own shoe if he wants. He could, you know, pull a Jaylen Brown.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can go so many directions. It's not like it was back in the 90s where you needed that big brand behind you. He could do a lot of different things, but it would not shock, you know. Maybe if Reebok has a big budget, or they take a swing and make him their new legacy guy.
Yeah.
Because I just don't see anybody saying, you know, let's get those retro Curry 4s or whatever.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. But the second you put a swoosh or a jump man on it, man, they might be more sought after.
Oh, they'll go crazy over those Curry 1s, you know, Curry 1s by Nike or something like that.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, right. Maybe do they have to change the name of it? Can they be the Curries?
That's his name. I don't see why he couldn't. That's his name.
Maybe they're Stephs. I don't know.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, the Steph ones.
The Steph one under Curry brand.
Man, okay, here's the marketing move. All Stephs are Steph threes. Every pair of shoe he drops is just I'm getting the Steph threes.
Steph 3.2.
That's it. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Someone's going to steal that watch.
Jay, well, let's trademark it, man. We'll go
trademark it right now because someone just heard that and said, okay, yeah.
Wouldn't be the first. Wouldn't be the first time.
With three and we end with the three.
There it is. Jay, we appreciate you. Again, man, you look great today. You look wonderful in your
chair. He's not getting away with this.
You look like a champion.
Yeah, he's not getting away with this. I got more. I got my Yamamoto. I got more gear.
There we go. Okay.
So, yeah, he will not escape this because I got to do something because I can't watch the NFL anymore.
Well, see, and that's why I purposely left it out of the conversation today. I thought we were having a nice, pleasant conversation. We didn't need to talk about that.
I appreciate that because Kenny wouldn't have let me do that.
I got you. Yeah. Appreciate you, Jay. Thank you, brother.
All right, yeah, take care.
Yes, sir. That's our man, Jason Jones, right there, the professor.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.